But what about sound? Does music change the eating experience? It's a question being unraveled by researchers from Monash University at the moment, and they're actually using ice cream to conduct that very study. I'm delighted to say that the project leader for that study, Professor Floyd Mueller, is on the line to tell us a little bit more about this weird and wacky research. Professor Floyd Mueller, thank you so much for your time today.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what led you to this field of research?
Well, do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream. It's my favourite thing in the whole world. And in fact, after a big day, I can think of nothing nicer than sitting down to a small bowl of really well-made ice cream.
See, and that's exactly the thing. I think a lot of people really like ice cream. And we are trying to understand also why people like ice cream. And if we can facilitate using technology to learn from that, right? Because we believe that it's often these small things in life that count for so much. Like, you know, sitting in the sun, having an ice cream with your friend. These are small, tiny interactions that we have, but we believe they are so important for fulfilling lives. And we want to design technology to support these small interactions.
And I'm really glad you said that, because it is often those little things that can brighten your day, that can change the direction of how you're feeling. And I know also, talking to a lot of people, they have great fond memories as children of particular foods, including ice cream.
Exactly, exactly. Like, you know, taste is very much associated with our memories. Smell is very much associated with past experiences that we have. So, yeah, it's often these small parts in life, these small experiences that are so important. And we believe technology so far kind of ignored most of that. You know, technology is really good at helping us, you know, helping our jobs and our careers, but not so much in supporting these small, tiny experiences that make so much for not just our mental health, but our having a fulfilled life. So what we're trying to do is we want to design better technology to have a fulfilled life.
So from this has come We Scream. How does this work? Yeah.
So how did we come to ice cream? Exactly. So we realized from a lot of psychology research that sound plays a really important role in terms of our eating experiences, right? So it matters, for example, how your chips or crisps, your potato crisps, sound like. If they sound stale, we perceive them as stale. So it's not just what we experience in our tongue, but also our food sounds. You probably have that, you know, when you bite into an apple. Right. If it sounds great, you perceive it to be tastier.
Oh, you do, don't you, with that crunch. If there's that real
exactly.
crunch to it, you know it's a good apple.
Exactly, exactly. And smart restaurants and cafes use that, right? So we know, for example, if you play fast music in a canteen, people actually eat faster and get out quicker. In a cafe, you can play, you know, deep, bassy sound in order to make the cafe, the coffee sound bitter or less bitter. So you can influence people's perception with the sound that you hear while eating.
And Professor Floyd Mueller, I would also imagine this works in a different way, in that if you get it wrong, if you get that sound wrong, if you get that music wrong, then you might actually put people off their food.
Yes, yeah, you can do that too. So sound plays a really important role, and we just want to say that if you now can use digital sound, you can use it as an additional ingredient for your restaurateur or your chef or your culinary practice.
And you've since been gaining a lot of interest in this research from various chefs and people involved in the food industry that are watching on and wondering where this could head.
Exactly, yes, yeah. And in particular, in these times, so we really need to support the hospitality industry. And they do realize that they need to embrace the digital because, you know, it's not just about the food anymore what they provide. You know, you have all the competition from food delivery services that bring restaurant quality food to your home. But it's an experience that the hospitality industry provides. It's an overall event that they facilitate for you. And we believe that the digital technologies can actually help facilitate new, novel and interesting experiences that are often a bit more playful, like the We Scream ice cream.
And do you think we'll ever get to a point with technology and food, Professor Floyd Mueller, that we will actually be sitting down to our ice cream and it will play itself, that we might be able to open a container of ice cream and hear a tune?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we try to facilitate. What we did is We took a regular ice cream cone as an inspiration, and we developed one with a 3D printer, so it looks like a regular ice cream cone. It feels like a regular ice cream cone, and you can put regular ice cream on top, so it works with any kind of flavor. But what we did is, in the bottom area of the ice cream cone, we embedded a small little microcontroller or mini computer that can sense now when you're actually eating the ice cream. So when your tongue or your lips touch the ice cream, we can sense that. And then there's also a little speaker inside, and then it plays various musical notes while you do that. And because it's wireless, it can detect other ice cream cones around you. So if you're eating with your friend, it can also detect that. And if both of you eat exactly at the same time, then we play a different kind of musical sounds or musical notes. And that creates like a soundscape that underlines the ice cream experience you have.
It's remarkable research, such interesting stuff. We really appreciate you telling us a little bit more about We Scream and that project. Professor Floyd Muller, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.